Here's today's Pasture and Forage Minute.
Corn silage harvest may seem like a long way off, but preparation for a successful harvest begins now. Improper silage storage and fermentation can result in losses up to 25% prior to feeding. Plan your storage now to keep excessive storage losses from happening to you. Preventing oxygen from entering your silage should be a top priority when considering silage storage. Bagged silage is a versatile option that allows the storage location to move year from year and comes with built-in oxygen barriers, but it can carry a high price tag and may not be appropriate for large harvest amounts. Placing the silage in a bunker is another option that can increase oxygen exclusion, but make sure to check these structures for cracks and repair any that are found to maintain integrity. If silage is a feedstuff on your operation, the reduction in losses that a permanent structure paired with the covering the pile provides can offset the costs when spread out over several years. Silage piles are a more traditional approach and can allow for greater volumes of silage to be stored in a smaller area without the cost and permanent nature of bunkers. Oxygen inclusion in piles that lack a permanent structure can be enhanced with some planning. Before harvesting, line the sides with bales and place oxygen-limiting plastic down on the sides and for several feet under the bottom to seal the sides of the pile. At a minimum, placing plastic on top of the pile is an investment worth the time, labor, and money. By covering the pile, we reduce oxygen from moving into the pile from the top and reduce precipitation exposure. Corn silage is a valuable feed resource, and keeping oxygen out of your silage requires planning now. Pick an appropriate location for harvest and feed out success, and store correctly to minimize feed losses. For today's Pasture and Forage Minute, I'm Nebraska Extension Forage Systems Educator Ben Beckman.
Pasture and Forage Minute is a production of Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.